I wish I could turn off my brain so I can stop these raging thoughts. Oh, I wish I could turn off my brain so I can stop these raging thoughts. Oh, I...
I don't want to wait for things to become super good before I start speaking good, seeking to inspire you with entire truth. I don't want to be fooled by the things I'm going through. The world that cruel, the environment that's not cool. I mean, it's no longer news that I'm going through the things that I'm going through. I don't want to wait for the present and the past like fast moving cars. And the pains I'm going through is like what we thought in class. So I'd say to get my message passed and leave my infos placed in hearts like that. I remember back then it was like a movie when it all started. But I wish it was like a movie so I could pause it or stop it because I never liked it. But I passed through it anyways. And the pains I was paying still stuck to my flesh like a paint on the wall. My family was poor. I've had a soul. I've been near death before. I've had soldiers and suicidal thoughts. And if I say I've not been close to giving up, then I'm lying and all. Yet I'm not saying you've not gone through worse. So let's stop taking thoughts of the things that happened and the things that didn't happen. The supplies we lacked, the friends that never had our backs when problems would swallow us like sharks, the family that never showed up, and the relatives that kept betraying us. And let's place our eyes on Jesus on the cross, and let's place our trust in the one that was bruised for us, because the testimony is not that we're not pressed, but as hard as we're pressed, yet we're not crushed. You know we're rooted in Him, and He won't leave us when we go through things and things. He didn't say we won't have problems from the day we're born. We won't have issues from the places we're from. And even if we're good and true, yet offenses will come. But He said He will be with us through the fire and the storm. He didn't say we won't face challenges that will challenge our faith to our face. We won't be the ones the world will hate. The ones the problems of this life will chase. And even if every phrase comes with a different heartache, just as the Lord says, we are more than conquerors. So it's clear you can laugh at your fears. There's no need to cry, you can wipe off your tears. There's no need to compare yourself with your peers. Cause I don't know what's bigger than Jesus calling us joint heirs. So though we go through pain and migraine from day to day, with lacks and wants piling on top, health issues, broken bones and white ankle that tissue, yes, we won't make that an issue. Cause Jesus in the throne, we know what tomorrow holds. And hence we don't care if there's light at the end of the tunnel. This light is He that walks with us. Maybe the journey will be tough. Maybe in school we'll lack provisions and stuff. Maybe when we talk about dreams, people will laugh at us. Maybe we'll go nights and not get food or shops. Or you can't pay rent, they threaten to close your house or shops. But because Jesus in the throne will look at the one that was crucified on the cross, He said He has better plans for us. So we'll trust in His word and believe things will never get worse. And after this phrase, we'll go from glory to glory. And when we stand to tell our story, if I was through in the storm, the world would know that I could only be God from where this victory was from. I mean, when the end finally comes, we'll tell our peers we won, not because we fought well in the war, but because Jesus has won the war more than 2,000 years ago on the cross, and we are made victorious by His blood. So stand tall and feel on top even in the storm, because He knows your name well before you were born. Forget yesterday and move on. Things will turn around real soon and you'll sing a new song. So what if the wrong and everything that's left never turns to the right? Does that mean God has gone out of sight? And I'm sorry that I say this upon my life. If it please God to rubbish my life, if He gives Him glory for me to feel pain like I was caught with a knife, then I'm happy. Cause I'm a living sacrifice ready to give up my life. But thank God, God is not man that does harm. He has you in mind and your life is God's plan. See, I don't pray for the storms in my life to prolong, but if He does, I make my boast in the Lord. And as long as this world is run by the Lord, I will fly and touch the skies. And even if the storms in my life won't die, because my Redeemer is alive, I will smile.
Hanging out with Rachel Chi, DLA. It's dynamic. I'm out.